You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the National Federation of the Blind's 2023 convention in Houston, Texas. And joining me is Everett Bacon, and we've just heard the IRA presentation. IRA, of course, stands for Accessible Information and Remote Assistance. It is a professional visual interpreter service. Have I described that correctly, Everett? How would you describe IRA?
I would describe IRA as access is a human right. So basically what we're looking for, or what we want to provide to you, is visual interpreting on your terms. Whatever you need visual interpreting about, we can provide that to you through our agents, through an app on your phone, or through a remote desktop app.
Right, and there are two ways that people can get access to IRA, either via a private subscription where we buy a bundle of minutes, or at an access location. Do you want to just talk about access locations and how they work?
That is correct. So access locations, how they work is if they are an access partner, whenever you come onto their premises where they are located on a map, we call it a geofence, but basically when you come onto that premise, the app will notify you that you are in an IRA access location, and IRA will be free to you as long as you're in that access location. So for instance, we know that we have just partnered with four railway stations in London that are now offering free IRA access whenever you are in those London railway stations. I think, Dave, you'll name those four.
Yeah, Blackfriars and Stevenage. So if you use Southern Railway or Thames Link, then we'll give you the information at the end here about how you can find out specifically which locations are enabled. And of course, IRA is for anybody who is blind or low vision, who needs that professional trained interpreter who can help you with a whole range of tasks. Everything from filling in forms to finding your way out to the restaurant or in the restaurant even. Yes. I mean, what are some of the more unusual tasks that people are using IRA for?
People are using IRA for all kinds of things, from formatting a legal document to navigating a busy airport, or to even reading the instructions on how to put a desk together that you just bought from IKEA or something. So those are what some of the great things that people are using IRA for all the time. Why we think IRA is so important is, yes, our agents are trained. They go through a rigorous training process to work with blind and low vision individuals. They understand needs of blind and low vision individuals, and they are there to listen to blind and low vision individuals on what they want done. The other thing is they are secured. So you can share secure information, and you can trust that IRA agent will not be sharing that secured information. So, if you need a credit card number read to you, an IRA agent can do that. If you need an important document, like from the mail or a bill or something like that read to you, the IRA agent will do that. And that information is, not stored or anything like that afterwards. So that's something that we really try to, present to all of you and want to work with folks so they can feel secure about sharing information with our agents.
Right, and of course IRA is trusted by many blue chip companies, coffee shop chains, banking environments, so really tried and tested and known to be a safe place, particularly in a professional context where you might be dealing with customer data. I just wanted to touch on the fact, Everett, that it's IRA, it's not just a sort of an app on your smartphone anymore, is it? There are lots of other ways now that we can access IRA.
That's for sure. One of the ways, most popular ways that people are doing it now, is through remote desktop app. So they you can download the IRA desktop app, and you can utilize that to share your computer screen with the IRA agent. So if you're having trouble with a particular computer issue, an IRA agent can walk you through that and give you the information you need to correct that problem. Also, another great way is we partner with Envision, so you can have the IRA on the Envision glasses, or Blind Shell if you want to use that phone, or even a Braille Sense note taker, which is pretty cool.
It is indeed, yeah. And can you just talk a little bit about the role of AI? That obviously is a bit of a buzzword at the moment. And, you know, for the most part, you're going to be working with a human agent. But I know you want to try and make sure that you can improve the service, increase the coverage, that you know, there's reduced waiting times, and there's always, you know, a solution available. So can you just talk about the role of AI and Aira?
Sure. So artificial intelligence is obviously the wave of the future, and Aira is definitely wants to be on the cutting edge of that, but we want to do it the responsible way. We've hired a new chief technical officer. His name is Jeffrey Patel, and he comes from with an extensive background in artificial intelligence, understanding of it. And we're looking at ways we can partner the human agent experience that so many of us want and need through Aira with artificial intelligence. So just a brief example is, let's say maybe you have a picture or a photo, and you open up the Aira app, and maybe the AI would look at the picture, the photo, give you some information that you're wanting, but maybe you want to dive down deep into it and get more information. Well, now the human agent would come on. They have access to the photo already. They have a context ready to go, and then more of that information can be shared. And that's just one of the ways we're looking at it. It's definitely in the future. We don't have it available yet, but we're definitely looking at it.
Have you got any tips for getting Aira funded? Those of us who need it can't always afford it, right?
So the best way is to advocate. I know that blind people are good advocators. We do that all the time. Me, myself, as a blind advocator, I was able to work with the city of Salt Lake City, where I live, and get it available in a multitude of different areas across the city and state of Utah. So you're the best one to go out and advocate to make an Aira Access partner. I want to help you do that. So if you're looking for ways to do that, please, you know, feel free to reach out to me. Other ways too, I don't know how vocational rehabilitation particularly works in England or London, but I know that that's a one way in America. A lot of folks are looking at ways where they work with vocational rehabilitation or other disabled service partners and look for ways that Aira can be offered through them.
Coming back to the National Federation of the Blind, I know that Aira has been a strong supporter of the organization and actually put, you know, money where the mouth is, actually, you know, and the match funding donations and also contributing to the really ambitious museum project that we learned about recently. What does that mean for a company like Aira to offer that kind of support to the NFB?
Well, Aira realizes that the National Federation of the Blind and blind people in general are the people utilizing its service. So that's really important. Those blind explorers, we call them Aira explorers, are out there using our service every day in all kinds of myriad of different ways. And the National Federation of the Blind is the largest entity of Aira explorers out there. So Aira really realized that. Aira started at the NFB convention back some 8 years ago, and it has been just a partner ever since. And then the National Federation of the Blind also invested money in Aira, which so that's kind of a real mutual partnership to have a nonprofit organization invest money in a tech company, and then to turn right around a few years later, and the tech company now is investing back in the nonprofit. That's the way the world should work, right?
Everett Bacon from Aira, thank you so much for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Dave.